Good Morning Football is a production of the NFL in partnership with iHeartRadio.
All right, it is Super Bowl week, everybody. I'm Will Salva, glad you're with me again. And these, of course, are your Good Morning Football headlines from NFL Network. Well, history was made this weekend when the Rams traded Jared Goff and three draft picks, this year's third rounder and first round picks in 2022 and 2023, to the Lions for Matthew Stafford. Now, get this. Since 2000, this is the first trade in which teams exchange former number one overall picks. NFL Network's Tom Pelissero has some more details on this trade that shakes up the NFC landscape.
Not only did the Rams want Matthew Stafford wanted the Rams. This was not an ugly parting that he had after 12 years in Detroit. Now, he did first approach the team saying that he wanted a fresh start shortly after the regular season ended, but the Lions were in agreement. They worked together. There was no animosity here. And Stafford, from what I understand, made very clear as some of these trade potentials began to arise that LA was a place that he wanted to be. That certainly helps in terms of the compensation when you know you're matching a quarterback with a team that potentially could lead to an extension somewhere down the line, with Stafford due 2 years and $43 million left on his existing deal.
According to NFL Network insider Ian Rappaport, the Broncos, Colts, Panthers, 49ers, and even the rival Bears all contacted Detroit about a trade for Stafford, with several offering at least a first-round pick. NFL Network's Mike Giardi confirming that the Patriots were interested in acquiring Stafford as well. As for our new Lions quarterback Jared Goff, he told NFL Network's Michael Silver, quote, "I'm just excited to be somewhere that I know wants me and appreciates me." If that isn't enough news for you, Sam Farmer of the Los Angeles Times telling our NFL Now crew that LA contacted the Packers to see if Aaron Rodgers was available, but Green Bay adamantly said they would not be trading their all-pro QB. Well, Texans' new head coach, David Culley, was introduced to the media on Friday, and he was peppered with questions about possibly trading his disgruntled Pro Bowl quarterback, Deshaun Watson.
Deshaun Watson's a Houston Texan. He's a quarterback of the Houston Texans. And that's all that I was concerned about, and that's all I knew. And whatever was been said about what he wanted to do or he didn't want to do, all I know is this. Having been in this business this long, you know, he is a Houston Texan. And I want him to be a Houston Texan. And the reason I'm in this position today is because I knew he's going to be a Houston Texan.
We'll have to wait and see how this one shakes out. Another rookie head coach was introduced that is dealing with a quarterback conundrum. The Eagles' new head coach, Nick Sirianni, saying nothing is set in stone as to who is the starter for the 2021 season. He feels he's lucky having two quality players at the position.
What we need to do is evaluate the entire roster. We have a lot of things to go through with these next couple weeks of evaluating the entire roster in every position. Quarterback, wide receiver, defensive back. That is what we're going to be diving into here. And it's great. I mean, we have two quarterbacks in Carson Wentz and Jalen Hurts that are top-notch. They're top-notch quarterbacks. And a lot of teams don't have any. And so just really excited to work with both of them.
Tom Brady, without question, is the starting quarterback for the Bucs this weekend against the defending world champion Chiefs. Now, despite TB12 getting ready for his record 10th Super Bowl start, Chiefs star safety Tyrann Mathieu surprisingly isn't focusing squarely on Brady.
It's all about us just, you know, going back over the details, going back over the little things, you know, understanding that, you know, we're playing against Tom Brady and it's going to take four quarters to kind of put this guy away. And doesn't matter how many points we're up by or what the situation is going into the second half, we got to find a way to kind of close the door on Tom. Because he's always shown, you know, the ability to put his team, you know, back in the game.
And don't forget, NFL Network has you covered all week long with stellar coverage featuring a roster of more than 45 on-air personalities with a combined 18 Super Bowl rings live from Tampa with the latest on the Chiefs, Bucks, and Super Bowl 55. And it all starts on Good Morning Football as Kay and the guys will be joined by Vikings quarterback Kirk Cousins, Hall of Fame wideout Terrell Owens, and Lions running back DeAndre Swift, as he'll give us his thoughts on the blockbuster trade. That's all going down from 7 to 10 Eastern. We'll see you then. That's it for me. I'm Will Salva, and those are your Good Morning Football headlines from NFL Network.